kind of putting your farmer hat on back in Mercer, Missouri. What is top of mind for you right now as a farmer, especially with planting season right around the corner?
Yeah, we have our planters in the shed and our tractors are being serviced up and trying to make sure that everything is ready to go when the time comes. So we're looking right around the April 5th, April 10th. My perfect date is April 20th to 25th is what I really like to plant corn. And so that's what we're shooting for. But you've got to make sure that everything's ready. We typically only have 8 or 10 days, really, really good days to put a crop in. And so you can't be down 2 or 3 days because you can't get a part for your planter or something's not ready. And so you have to make sure that we're ready. When that time comes to plant corn, we have to make sure that everything is a go and we're able to hit the field running.
We're almost right at a month from that April 20th date. Do you have any concerns in terms of maybe not being able to be ready? We talked about input prices, availability of certain things. Are there any items there that you don't have on hand that are concerning?
Well, right now, we're in really good shape. Our planters are ready to go. We have all the parts it takes to make sure that they're in top shape right now. And we have some extra parts in our cabinet the common things that could possibly happen. We have a little list of those in the cabinet, so we're ready to go for little minor things that could happen during the day. And so we're in really good shape. We're a little bit on the dry side, but we're just getting a little bit of rain today and had a little snow last week. And so it seems like the moisture is just about perfect. We're not too dry. We're not too wet. And so if it have normal weather between now and April 20th, I think we're going to be able to fire right up and get the corn in the ground.
That's good to hear. I was going to ask about weather. I know we've got a lot of talk about drought in the Western Corn Belt, almost too wet in the Eastern Corn Belt. So happy to hear that things are maybe looking up for you in that direction. Gary, give me kind of a recap of what the 2021 season looked like for you. And with factors at play right now, does it look like you'll have a similar season this year or better or worse?
We hope so. I have 3 sons and a nephew and my brother that all farm together here with us. And we just had a great year last year. We had a outstanding crop started. But then we ran into some dry weather there in August that was cut us back. I could see yields dropping every day, but we still had fantastic yields. Even with all that, we had a great crop. We increased our APH on corn and soybeans last year. And so we're really happy with what happened. And then we stored a lot of it, put it in the bins, and then the prices just went crazy, you know? So we started marketing along as the prices was going up and, you know, man, we just really made out good. So we're really happy with what happened last year, and our moisture is about the same. It was too wet south of us in Missouri, and it was too dry up in Iowa. But here on the Iowa-Missouri state line, we was just almost perfect. And I hate to say too much, but, you know, I hope next year is just like last year. This year is just like last year. It really worked out great for us.